Documentaries.
Uh-huh.
History. Insights. Interviews. Chef's Deep Dive.
And welcome to Chef's Deep Dive! And it's Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. It's Christmas Day, and this is going out for everyone to listen to. And I've got my brother Ken and my sister-in-law Lindsay. They're in the house.
Try not to be a cunt. It's Christmas. Take a tip from Santa's elf. The rest of us are doing our best to be jolly. So don't go looking like you swallowed a bunch of holly. Don't shout at carols, sing us and tell them to stop. Don't buy your presents from the Oxfam shop. For fuck's sake, we tarry, have another sherry.
Hey!
Hooray.
Merry Christmas, jingle balls.
Jingle balls, sweaty
Christmas.
Balls. Yes! Can't wait till some old man comes down my chimney and fingers me. Can't wait for it. Yay!
Empties his sack everywhere.
Empties his sack all over me. Yay! Yummy, yum, yum, yum.
Usual. So this is for kids then, is it?
Yeah. The usual Saturday night for Cliff, I think.
Well, you know, I had to hold back with my radio show, by the way, everybody out there. Salford City Radio 94.4 FM, you can get it digitally. I've got a radio show, but I have to hold myself back. So I can't have the crude show jokes, I can't swear. You know what I mean? I've got to hold myself back.
I didn't know you had a radio show.
No, he hasn't mentioned it at all.
Where is it again?
It's Salford City Radio 94.4 FM, Shep's Disco. Oh,
Salford City Radio 94.4 FM.
Shep's Disco. Yeah.
Subliminally getting it into people's heads.
That's not a subliminal.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Ken Lindsay is here today. Ken Lindsay is here today to go through their top five or five songs, I don't know if they're any particular order, of Christmas. And we'll play each one of them so you can have a bit of a sing-song while eating your mince pie, drinking your sherry, and thinking I shouldn't have bought all that shit. I've wasted all my money. And for going for number one, Lindsay, in any particular order, is it? Or
no. Well, we've changed this list about 10 times so far, haven't we?
Yeah, we've scaled it down. And actually, we've just changed two of the songs in the last 4 minutes. So. Depends what mood you're in.
Yeah, it does. And because I've like obviously been listening to the radio a lot.
What? Salford City Radio 94.4.
Salford City Radio 94.4.
Yes. Even Ken looks embarrassed then.
Were you impressed with that?
I was very impressed with that. I think you should go on the radio.
Oh God.
Go on, first one. Go on.
Right, first one.
What should we go for first? Right. Oh, Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas.
Driving Home for Christmas is number five.
Because when you're going out working, this song seems to come on as you're driving home for your last day of work.
And it's a brilliant feeling when it does come on.
Yeah, I like the tune. I remember him appearing on radio, not Salford City Radio, but I remember appearing on, I think it was 94.4 FM. I remember I was on BBC Radio 4, and him was saying that he got the idea when he was stuck in a traffic jam.
Yeah, my dad told me that. Yeah, so he actually was stuck in a traffic jam.
He probably caused a traffic jam if he sat there behind the wheel thinking, whoa, got a song, 1 minute, got a song,
got
to write this down.
Hang on.
Do you know who I am?
Has anyone got a pen?
So really, he should have got pulled, really, because he shouldn't be writing and driving at the same time.
Maybe he's curb crawling, so he's taking his time for a bit.
Don't be saying that. Don't ruin driving home for Christmas.
Driving home for Christmas, picking up some hookers on the way.
Different kind of driving.
That's a great song. Great song.
It is a great song.
And nice.
I'm gonna drop it in now!
Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Just the same.
We're back. That great song. And then what is number four on the list?
Number four. This is a new one we're putting today. And I'm going to get it's East 17, Stay Another Day.
Stay another day.
Oh, God.
Come and take the pain.
No, stop, no.
Just stay. What? That's not bad.
You're getting it wrong.
Sing it then.
No.
Okay. Stay
now. Stay now.
Stay now.
Stay now. I love that tune.
It's great. We watched a video today.
Yeah. They're all in white. And they're wearing white puffy coats.
Yeah, and they're big fluffy hugs.
Like cool hand movements. Stay now.
I don't remember any other song that they did though.
What?
I don't remember any other song they did.
Yeah, they did.
But who cares? They probably.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They did that.
I bet they earned loads from that every year because it's out everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interestingly, Lindsay found out why the song was written.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the lead singer he wrote it for. It's to do with his brother committed suicide. I think that's what he originally wrote it about, and then he just kind of tweaked it a little bit to make it a bit of a love song. But that's what the song is actually about.
Wow. Suicide. That's freaking dark for a Christmas. We can't have Christmas without something a bit dark.
Well, yeah. Here I am.
Nah, that's like EastEnders or Coronation Street at Christmas, isn't it? Well, we'll show someone topping it or something. You know what I mean?
I suppose it's East 17, EastEnders. So,
because it was from the East End, wasn't it? Supposed to be.
Yeah.
And one of them went out with the girl from EastEnders, the one who lost her nose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we saw her on the TV.
And that's got loads of snow. Boom. Oh. Boom, there's a connection. Sniffing snow.
What's she called?
Danielle Westbrook.
Westbrook, that was it. He went out with her, didn't he?
Yeah.
I bet he sang this to her.
Run over his own foot or something. Did he run over himself?
Yeah, I think he didn't put it in. He didn't put the handbrake on and it started rolling towards him and then he ran over himself.
Yeah, he ran over himself.
Yeah. No drugs involved.
Oh, no, of course
not. No. Just a nice car coming towards you. He's like, what?
Yeah, I'll stay.
I'll stay now.
Won't you stay another day?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And
that.
As Ken breaks into the song, I'll switch it on now.
Stay another day. Baby, I forgot to go.
Right. Okay. And what's song number three?
Song number three. Ooh, should we pick a new one?
Yeah, should I go for that one? Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. New song, brace yourself. Beverly Knights brought one out called A Christmas Wish, and it is really, really good. Proper catchy Christmas.
I heard it.
Oh, it's sing really it, good.
Sing
I mean,
it
her voice
sing
is excellent.
A bit then.
Stay now.
No, not that one.
Okay.
I'm not singing it because I'll ruin it.
I've already heard it once, but it is very good.
She's great anyway, so.
To have a Christmas song, you've got to have like a little choir of children singing in the background. You've got to have some jingle jangle music or something.
Oh, the
like
jingle
that.
Jangles. The jingle jangles. Jangles.
You've got to have some jingle jangles. Yeah. And you've got to say stuff like mistletoe and missing you and all that type
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, she says sleigh bells ringing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah got, oh, yeah, it's got what you need. I don't think package. There's children.
Oh, and got to have the sound of bells going off, haven't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's loads of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to it. It's great. It's really good.
A Christmas Wish by Beverly Knight.
Very catchy.
Christmas Wish by Beverly Knight we're going to hit now. But did you know Village People also did a Christmas song?
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
I don't care.
People, please watch the video. If you don't like it, just watch the video. Find it on YouTube. Village People Christmas. It's got the man in the leather gear, like the new man, because the original man died. And they're all still in his stuff. And he's there with his leather gear. And this kid's playing an open.
No!
It's brilliant! The video's brilliant! And he's walking down the street like this. And his kid's running around him.
That's just wrong on so many levels.
That's in my top five. No one asked my top five, did they?
It's uncanny.
There's a reason.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to put Beverly Knight and Day on now.
My letter's underneath the Christmas tree. Dear Santa, won't you let him notice me? I've been a good girl waiting patiently, but I can't wait no more. I've been hoping he would see the sign. Let him see that I could be his Valentine. I'd do anything to make him mine. He's what I'm waiting for. Santa, please grant my wish. There's only one thing on my Christmas list. I read my Christmas list. Under the mistletoe just waiting to be kissed. Now I can show you all the love you missed. It's time for me and you. This Christmas time you'll see that all you'll ever need is me. Can you hear the sound of sleigh bells ringing? The sound of laughter and children singing. Happy end is needing new beginnings. Take my hand and I'll I hope you will agree to take a chance on me.
Yeah.
face.
In your face.
In your face. And here we are with number two.
Number two.
Where are we?
All right, I got it. Yeah, this is one what we changed our minds on today because we saw the video on TV. And it's Darlene Love, Alone for Christmas. And it's the song from Home Alone 2. Oh. You'll know it, definitely,
as soon as you hear it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love the Home Alone music, the soundtrack. I thought, who was it who did it? Was it John Williams who did a lot of the music for that?
Yeah, the soundtrack music. Yeah, the composure of the music. Yeah, well, this is Home Alone 2, Darlene Love.
Is it Love Alone? Yeah.
I can't read my writing, but yeah.
Oh, God. See, normally I write these things.
It's Love.
It's either Love or Low.
Oh, it could be Low.
Yeah.
So, some bird who sings a song in Home Alone 2, that's your number two.
But it's called Alone for Christmas, and it's really, you will know it as soon as it starts. Yeah, you'll know it.
It's great.
Right, I'll give that.
You know, we're up for like the normal Christmas songs. We want to make it a bit varied for people.
Well, I offered you one. I offered you Village People.
We don't want that.
Right, okay.
That's
disturbing.
Yeah.
Right. So play that one now. Yeah. Right, I'll play that one now. Some bird called Doreen Love or Low or whatever.
Darlene
Love.
Darlene.
Oh, he said Dolly. Oh, I said Dolly.
I did.
Oh, God.
Is it on the eggnog?
Have you got a snowball?
No, not yet. But I'll put it on now.
The cold wind is blowing and the streets are getting dark.
So what's your last one? No, this is the number one.
Number one.
Let Lindsay say it because you're a problem with reading.
It has to be, for me, it's Wham's Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave my heart, and the very next day you gave it away.
This year. Hey, you're doing well on this one. Yeah. Go on.
You're well, Ken. Go on.
Awesome.
He lost his flow.
I was reading about the other day. Well, I think Lindsay told me actually. George Michael did all the instruments on it.
Yeah.
He did all the instruments on the song.
Yeah, he wrote it, performed, produced, and played every single instrument on the track.
That's what I just said.
Is that just to piss off his mate then? So what does his mate do? He's like, one minute, I'm not doing anything on this. I'm not getting any of this money. Didn't he donate some of the money as well? There's something about the money or the royalties goes somewhere else.
Yeah, they donated all the profits to relief efforts for the Ethiopian famine.
Wow. Because it came out the same year as Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
I'm sure Wham was number one though. As well.
No, I think Band-Aid was one, yeah. And he was number two. Wham was number two.
Ah, right. That's a shame. Should have held it back for the year later.
It's not about profit, though, is it?
Yeah, but it is. I think they broke up after that year. I think they broke up the year later. And then they came out with. I love that album. That one.
Oh, I wish everyone could see your face. There was something going on there, wasn't there?
That was my cum face, yeah. See, we go down there when it's the pods. I've got to keep it clean for my radio. Yeah, Suffolk City Radio.
I'll say this on radio.
No. What get away with this? Oh, right, so we've got to put on Wham! Bam, thank you, ma'am. Wave.
Christmas.
Yay. Christmas.
Last Christmas.
And that goes on now.
Yes.
Hey. So thank you very much, Ken and Lindsay. Did you enjoy that? That was a quick one, wasn't it? It's quite quick, but we had the song.
Because we want to go and watch Home Alone now, so.
Yeah.
What, number one?
Yeah.
I see. I love number one. Yeah, because it's unique. It's great. But for I like the antics in number two as well.
Number two's funnier.
Funnier.
I think.
But number one always makes me cry at the end.
Yeah, it is a bit, isn't it?
There's a few bits. You got the old geezer who meets his family for the first time in ages, and he goes like that through the window, like waves at him, and you're like, I made up with his son. And then his mum comes rushing in, and he's like, gives her that look, and he's like, Mum. And then, within 5 minutes later, everyone else comes in, and you think, the poor cow's not slept in days trying to get there. She could have just waited and got the same flight as all them.
Yeah,
I forgot the end, but now he's reminding me.
You don't want to watch it now.
Oh, sorry, Ken. Watch number three instead.
Yeah, we're going to stick it on. It's great. I love
all right.
It. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's a good holiday. A holiday movie for Xmas. And if anyone listens to the podcast, the older ones, Ken and Lindsay came on and gave their holiday movies for Christmas, so people should check that out if they got an idea what to watch. I'm sure it'll be on Netflix or Prime or streaming somewhere, won't they?
Be on somewhere.
And I'll give everybody a Christmas cheer and thank you very much for listening to Shep's Deep Dive. And there's been some ups and downs. I'm sure some people like some movies and some people don't like some. Well, next year we're going to have books, we've got music, and we've got films. So don't forget to check out Shep's Deep Dive. I'm sure we'll drag Ken and Lindsay back again, hopefully.
I'm
sure we can pick a scary, fucked up film for them to come on and talk about. Okay, thank you very much, Ken and Lindsay.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Stay now. Another day.
So that rest works.
And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long, and so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop. No.